You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. This has, of course, been a truncated week, and here is hoping that the 2nd of October yesterday gave you a chance to think about Gandhi as well as Shastri and figure out how you can incorporate their values in your life. But now, back to business, which is all that took place when we left things off and all that we can look forward to over the course of today's trading day, because that is precisely what we do on a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The month of October started off on a muted note. A sharp sell-off was followed by some recovery in the last hour of the trading session. Nifty 50 failed to hold on to 11,500 levels. The sell-off was triggered due to worries over a crisis in the banking and NBFC spaces. But RBI on Wednesday clarified that there was no alarming situation in the Indian banking system and that the sector was safe and stable. Unfortunately, the widespread disruption came at a time when there's already panic among customers due to the recent suspension of PMC Bank's operations by the Reserve Bank of India. Thousands of customers of these private sector banks such as Yes Bank, HDFC Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and IDFC First Bank complained on Tuesday that their online transactions failed despite multiple attempts. Some banks, however, said that the disruption was because several customers tried to make online payment for their purchases through festive sales, according to one report. September auto sales, meanwhile, reaffirmed the slowdown in consumer demand, while a set of government data on the 30th of September showed that 8 core industries in August recorded a 0.5% decline in the output of coal, crude oil, natural gas, cement and electricity. The overall market capitalization of BSE-listed companies dropped by about 1.85 lakh crore rupees in a single day. The rupee, meanwhile, dropped 20 paise to close at 71 rupees 7 paise against the American dollar on Tuesday, as heavy selling in domestic equities, unabated foreign fund outflows kept investors edgy. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 1,298 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 1,503 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be about GST. The goods and services tax collection in the month of September stood at 91,916 crore rupees as against 98,202 crore rupees in August, according to government data released on the 1st of October. This is the lowest in revenue collections since February 2018. Central GST, that is CGST, collected in September 2019 stood at 16,630 crore rupees, state GST at 22,598 crore rupees, while integrated GST stood at 45,069 crore rupees. GST collections of September 2019, which are said to be the lowest in the last 19 months, is a cause for concern, according to experts. It indicates a major economic downturn. Parag Mehta, who is partner at N.A. Shah Associates, said, and I quote, "Hopefully, the recent amendments in Income Tax Act and decisions taken in the 37th GST Council meeting reducing rates and other measures to turn around the economy should show results in the next 2 months. Further, with festive season setting it, should revive the economy." Unquote. Let's take a look at how the charts are stacked up. Nifty has formed a large bearish candle on the daily charts. The index closed below 11,400 for the first time since the 20th of September 2019. As long as the index trades below 11,400 levels and if it goes on to break Tuesday's intraday low of 11,246, bears could tighten their grip on the Lal Street. A breach of 11,247 on a closing basis can drag down the index towards critical support levels placed in the zone of 11,180 to 11,080 levels. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today. 11,247, like I said, a crucial support zone in the towards the downside. 11,554 is another level we'll keep a close eye on, and 11,600 on the upside. Maximum call open interest is placed at 11,500 and 12,000. Maximum put open interest at 11,000 and 11,500. A few stocks that have been in the news and therefore will be on our radar today. Yes Bank will be in focus after the private lender clarified on Wednesday that the crash in its stock price on Tuesday was primarily on account of what they called forced sale of 10 crore equity shares, which comprised 3.92% of the bank's equity share capital. In a filing to the BSE, the bank said Milestone Trusteeship Services invoked shares pledged with it, following which the entire pledge stood extinguished. Two-wheeler market leader Hero MotoCorp on Tuesday reported a 20.4% decline in total sales at 6,12,204 units in the month of September. Indian IT major Infosys on Tuesday announced a new strategic program called Innovate to accelerate enterprise digital transformation journeys using digital solutions of IT firm SAP. So, Infosys, Hero MotoCorp, and Yes Bank will yet again be in focus today. And finally, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. We are going to have three buy calls today. Coromandel International has a buy call. The target you should be looking at is 452 rupees, while keeping your stop loss at 385 rupees for an upside of 10%. Kansai Nerolac also has a buy call, target 551 rupees, stop loss 470, that's 470 rupees for an upside of 10%. And Fine Organic Industries also with a buy call, target 1910, stop loss at 1580 for an upside of 12%. So Coromandel International, Kansai Nerolac, and Fine Organic Industries, all with buy calls from SMC Global Securities. Well, that's everything that you need to be equipped with before heading into trade today. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor. And a very good morning.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.